The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Here's a show you've all been waiting for. Let's be honest. Who Wears Pants? A comedy series that shows a lesbian's perspective within the LGBTQ community world. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the fifth episode, Homophobia. My name is DJ Gale, and I will be your host. This isn't your typical podcast, because stuff is about to get real. You know, as the old saying goes, homophobes are usually hitting homosexuals. Yeah, I said it. Like Dave Chappelle said about the baby. Oh, I bet he's gay. And he is not Pride Parade gay either. He is sad gay. He refers this quote to the homophobia remarks the baby made on tour. It was all over social media for about a month. The baby went from the number one streaming artist to being canceled. The reason he is canceled because he said at one of his concerts, if you didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, or any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that make you die in 2 to 3 weeks, then put your cell phone lighter up. And he said other things that I cannot say over the air because it's too inappropriate. Anyways, Dave Chappelle is also known in media for being homophobia and transphobia. There's a lot of rumors about it. I have done some research and watched some of his comedy shows because I wasn't really sure at first about his rumors, but after research, I can kind of see it too. I don't necessarily think he is, but I do see how it can be perceived that way. He basically makes unfiltered jokes that are insulting and unethical. I get how Dave says that the younger generation can be quote unquote too woke. That's what a lot of people say. And that's what he said too. To get a joke. Because it's hard to say certain things these days. Let's say, for example, if I say certain derogatory things on air, I can be canceled too. Even though I'm gay. If that makes sense. Like the F word, the G word, etc., etc. Back in the day, everyone said words like any other normal word and got away with it. But if celebrities or anyone portraying on media says certain words that is offensive to minorities, they are immediately canceled. Nobody likes being discriminated against, and I know I don't. Dave says he's never had a problem with the LGBTQ community. He said it in a lot of his comedy shows and stand-ups, but the media is mad at Dave because when Dave got a hate crowd, he apparently says with grace, "All I ask of your community, with all humility, will you please stop punching down on my people. In this way, he means because he's black, he is being discriminated against. I don't know. He hates white people, which is fine, and racist. Don't get me wrong. But assuming all gay people, lesbians and trans, punch down black people, not. I know a lot of black people that are gay and lesbian. And I know a lot of white people that are gay and lesbian and love black people. Like, I don't know, but it's a whole thing. I mean, gays can be racist, just like white people, just like black people. Anyone and everyone can be racist. That's just how the world works, in my opinion. And it sucks. Gay people are black too. It doesn't make any type of sense. He made me a little mad, but it's not anyone's fault that he messed up. The idea that beroots him is that us gays are so sensitive that artists can no longer express themselves, express their creativity, their awesomeness, because if they go too close to the line, then paranoid queers will join arms and make it so the celebrities can never work again. The comedian can never work again. Just like, apparently, us gays did to the baby. Who cares? Insulting jokes are great. Just don't go around shaming someone for who they are. Maybe he's gay too. He said, Dave Chappelle said, maybe DaBaby's gay too. Hitting gays are homophobic, right? Homophobia and misogyny continue to be fueled by comedy, which is understandable. Good comedy is all about making fun of situations that no one wants to talk about. Comedy is filled with racism too. Even comedian Richard Reese thinks that people are oversensitive when it comes to homophobia in comedy. He said, quote unquote, "For the most part, I think it should be displayed in a way where it's humorous and not hurtful towards anyone who might be gay or lesbian. I do think it's good. Raunchy comedy is good, and I'm not really offended by comical homophobia at all, because I do know it's an art. And I know it can be funny. I'm all about sarcastic humor. And half of the time, comedians don't mean what they say. Which is true, because I don't mean half of the things I say. Like, I'm very sarcastic, and I am very serious in my jokes. Just as long as the comedians know and I know what you say, no matter what, just know how your audience and the world is going to think of you. What you say comes back to you. On June 3rd, 2011, comedian Tracy Morgan made a number of negative comments about homosexuals, claiming that if his son was gay, he would pull out a knife and stab him. on his comedian show. Although Tracy Morgan apologized, a lot of people still think very negatively about Morgan up to this day. Morgan doesn't care, and that's fine, as long as he's happy about it, about what he said, and confident about it. What is the... I want to portray this. What is the fine line from being boring and overboard? Depend on how the comedian determines where he wants to put himself. Homophobic jokes can get pretty boring, though. Am I right? It can get pretty boring. It is pretty old. Isn't it a little outdated? Maybe we can find something more interesting. Because, I mean, I'm kind of tired of hearing the same thing over and over. Oh, yeah, you know, he wears flashy clothes. He's probably gay. Etc., etc. Oh, this woman, she's very, masculine. And she's very, bossy. And she's very, like, Wonder Woman type of thing. She must be a lesbian because she has all this masculinity energy. Because she wants to be a man. Maybe we can find something more interesting. How about we talk about, or comedians talk about, embarrassing stories of themselves. Such as, for myself, I once saw my dad get pretty much birthed into my room in the middle of the night. Stuff like that. That nobody talks about. Yeah. So, basically what happened was that it was a Friday night. You know how adults get on Friday nights. And he was pretty much blacked out. I'm not shaming on him whatsoever because everyone has their moment. But what happened was, is that he forgot I was home, and he kind of, like, fell, because my room is right next to the bathroom. I live with my dad, and I guess he must have tripped, and he wasn't wearing any clothing, and all of a sudden, I hear this big noise, and then he just, like, fell into my room, and I was very traumatized, but of course I laugh about it now, but it was very traumatizing and very embarrassing. You know, he didn't even remember the next day, which is great for him, but I still remember up to this day. This is about a year ago. What about phobia specifically aimed at lesbians? Lesophobia is homophobia with a side order of sexism. Lesophobia is an act enacted by men that get sexual pleasure from women. Such as the time I went to a club with a female and we were grinding, having a good time together, as anybody would be at the club. But as soon as I look back, behind me, there's this creepy man who had his hands in his pants and pretty much filtered, pleasuring himself. The audacity he had just smiled back at me when I was definitely disgusted. I was about to throw up right there and there. Was I asking for it? I mean, there's straight couples who were getting it down at the club way more worse than I would with this female. Does it really have to be so hard to have a good time without being a sexual fantasy? Apparently not. I can only have fun if there's men wanting to join in with me and my partner, because us lesbians would totally love to do that. Honey, the only action you're gonna get from me or give to me is if you become a sperm donor and give me your seed from a bottle, and I mean far away from me, not looking at me when you do the deed. Lesbians love to have men join them, right? We love to pleasure them and kiss our girlfriend just for them to see. Totally. Lesbophobia is also knowing that lesbian partners can't hold hands in public or kiss each other goodbye in public because it's too sexual and will make men go nuts. Homosexual kissing and sensual activity on the TV screen used to always be rated R because it was mortifying in the old days. Nowadays, I notice that there's more and more homosexual relationships portrayed on TV-14 and PG, which is great. It doesn't need to be rated R to see two girls kissing anymore. Even just a peck on the lips or a hug or a romantic relation with two females. You're too pretty to like girls. Don't dress like a man. You're more beautiful if you show your curves. You should wear more makeup. You have such a natural face. You will have men falling for you left and right. Lesbians love to hear this. We love to hear that we're not doing enough and we can't be comfortable and we have to abide to society norms. Some lesbians do what society asks because they don't want to disappoint. And I have been at fault sometimes. I tried to listen to that when I was comfortable with how I looked. I changed it to more normal things that society liked. But I sucked at makeup and don't really know how it works. So eventually people told me my natural beauty is more beautiful. It worked out. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love dressing up and putting on makeup and feeling girly. But also sometimes I want to feel masculine and wear a backwards hat and wear Nikes. I feel comfortable both ways and enjoy that I can do both. I was homophobic once, and that was when I was 9 years old. And I think the reason behind this is because I didn't realize I was a homo too, and refused to believe I was so. Straight women also have internalized misogyny and lesophobia. I've had plenty of my friends ask me if they could do my makeup, probably due to the fact I usually dress masculine and never wear makeup. I liked entertaining my friends and I had fun doing it, but that misogyny kept creeping in the back of my mind, saying, Do my friends wish I was more girly? Like they were? Most of my girlfriends have always been super girly and are straight. Most of them are secretly bi or at least bisexual. But then, when we get drunk, things do get a little messy, or did get a little messy, because I do have a fiance now, so obviously that isn't my lifestyle anymore. I start getting the question from them, oh my god, guys suck. Why can't I just be gay? What is it like to be gay? Why not a man? Do you think it's just a phase? I think I'll try too. I don't really understand straight people. Point blank. It's a different language to me. We're all a little gay and a little racist and a little homophobic sometimes in our lives. But that's just part of human nature, I'm assuming.